Thank you. Well, glory. That's good right there. If you don't like that, your lacquer's tore up. Amen. We got some amening going on in the children's section. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. I'm going to calm back down here. I want you to go ahead and get your Bible out this morning. I want you to turn to the book of Daniel. And I want you to turn to Daniel chapter 7 and verse number 25. Daniel chapter 7, verse number 25. And let's stand as we read this verse together this morning. Daniel chapter 7 and verse number 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. With God's help this morning, I want to preach to you on this subject. Wore out saints. Not wore out with the saints. Wore out saints. Let's bow our head and close our eyes this morning. Brother Hoffenbridle, would you please pray for this message and all that are here, and then you can be seated.
Thank you for this morning so far. Thank you for the blessings and the years going on. Yes, you are so good.
Yes.
You may be seated. Now, I do want to be true to the text this morning. This verse, as some of you probably already know, is speaking of the Antichrist during the tribulation period. And if you are a born-again child of God, you will not be here during the tribulation period. But as I have told you before, many times things that are prophesied to take place during the tribulation period can begin to show up in small amounts the closer that we get to the return of Christ. Examples, in Matthew 24:12, he is referring to the tribulation period when he says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But even right now, iniquity is abounding more and more, and people have less love now, real love now, than they've ever had. As a matter of fact, we live in a society where people love their dogs more than they do human beings. And the same bunch that will say, save the whales, don't kill the whales, don't cut the timber, the spotted owl lives over there, it's the same bunch that'll pull a baby out of a mama and kill it. They're full of the devil. Another example is 1 John 2:18, when he says, little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. There were already many Antichrists. And you have small antichrists, you're going to have more and more false prophets and stuff show up the closer we get to the Great Tribulation period, which will have the Antichrist. And then Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 25, where it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, as so much the more as you see the day approaching. That day there, and the way I look at it, doctrinally, it's the day of the Lord, not the day of Christ. However, We need to be assembling ourselves together. The closer we see the day of the Lord Jesus Christ coming back, we need to make that much more of an effort to stay together and assemble together. So I believe with all my heart that as we get closer to the end of the church age, we are going to feel fatigue in a way that the world never has felt it before. And I want you to think about a few things here this morning. Our grandparents and great-grandparents worked much harder than we do, but they had time to visit and sit on the porch. Think about that. They worked a lot harder than we do, but they had more time. They had time to visit and sit on the porch. They didn't walk around stressed to the max like we do. I remember my Granny Knowles, she had 8 kids. She was always out in the pea patch and the corn crib and the wash house, all that stuff, working real hard. And my sister asked her one time about how does she do all that without getting stressed. And my Granny Knowles looked at her and said, well, I didn't have time to get stressed. The devil has done a good job at keeping us busy with things that are not very important so that we don't have the physical and mental strength to focus on the things that do actually matter. Did you hear what I said? The devil's done a good job at keeping us busy with things that are not very important so that we don't have the physical and mental strength to focus on the things that do actually matter. So this morning I want to preach to you about what I believe the devil is doing to wear out the saints of the Lord right now, not during the tribulation period, right now. And then tonight, Lord willing, I want to show you how to combat this ploy of the devil that's been very successful to get Christians out of the Bible, out of church, and out of fellowship with the Lord. So I want to first look at the Webster's 1828 dictionary definition of the word wear. If I'm going to wear something out, what does it mean? Let me give you several definitions and let's get you thinking what I want you to think about this morning, how I want to put all this together. One of the definitions of wear is to waste or impair by rubbing or attrition. So you just keep rubbing, you just keep going on, you just keep putting it through some things, and that way you can get something to waste or you can impair it. In other words, it may not be completely wasted away, but it's not nearly as good as it once was. Another definition is to lessen or diminish by, listen, time, use, or instruments. So over a period of time and the way you something is used and different instruments applied to it, you can get it to lessen or diminish it. You wear it out. Another definition, to affect by degrees. And you say, what does that mean, to affect by degrees? It's just small increments, degree after degree after degree after degree, step after step after step. Listen, if you're in here this morning and the devil has you wore out, he didn't wear you out in one day. It's taking a process to get you where you're at this morning. And then diminish or destroy by gradual attrition or decay. To consume, and notice this one, render useless, and to harass, to tire. And actually, it's listed in that dictionary, in the definition of that. Daniel chapter 7, verse number 25 is listed as a reference to that definition. To harass, to tire. Listen, everybody look up at me this morning. You know what the devil wants to do? He wants to get you busy and he wants to harass you and he wants to put things in your life and he wants to put wedges between you and your wife and you and your Lord and you and your church, and he wants to keep on and on and on and on and on and on till he wears you out. And listen, the problem with wearing out is many times once you wear out, you will get out. Once you wear out, you will get out. So, a man doesn't wear out in one day. Listen to me, folks. It takes days, and then days turn into months, and then months into years. I know I've been thinking about this message for a while, and this is the morning that I believe the Lord would have me to preach it. And I think about folks on vacation or folks that are out or whatever, and I think, well, maybe it could help them or whatever. But, you know, I really believe that there's some peoples, there's some of you here this morning, and if you were just to be honest with me, you would tell me, Brother Dennis, I am wore out. I'm tired physically. I'm tired mentally. I'm tired emotionally. I'm tired spiritually. I've just about had it up to here. And I'm just telling you right now, I've walked in this church this morning, wore out. I believe that. And if you'll stay with me, I want to give you some encouragement and help, especially tonight. But right now, we're just addressing the problem, okay? We're bringing it out. We're addressing the problem. The devil has got many of you busy in stuff that God doesn't want you to be busy in, and he's using it to wear you out and to numb you and to make you hardened and callous to the things that you ought to be softened to and to steal your emotion. Because many times we use up all our emotion on things that don't even matter. And so then when we get in here and a lady sings about God is still good, some of you sit there and you say, man, they're shouting, they're hollering, they're having a good time, and I didn't feel a thing. I've been there. You're wore out. So now that we looked at the definition of it, secondly, I want you to notice that our text gives us some details about what the Antichrist is actually going to do during the tribulation period to wear out the saints. The first thing you found is that he's going to speak great words against God. He's going to seek to change the times and the laws. And when he does this, this is going to go on for the space of 3.5 years. So how do we sum that up practically with us in the church age? Well, it'd be like this. The constant rhetoric and false information about our God and about church and about the Bible will cause some Christians to wear out. The tremendous change of times and laws will help to discourage Christians. This legalization of gay marriages and genderless bathrooms and hate speech if you say anything against that sin. And listen, as it's going to go on for 3.5 years during the tribulation, day after day, week after week, month after month, the constant bombardment over time is what the devil's going to use to knock you out. He wears you out, and then he gets you out. Now listen, the Bible tells us not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. And Satan has some devices. I'm going to list some of his devices that are wearing out the saints. And when I do, I'm going to get the teenage look from some of you. You know how you roll your eyes and sigh? How many of you have ever raised a teenager? They roll their eyes and sigh, although I didn't roll my eyes and sigh when my daddy was looking at me. He can fix those rolling eyes. He can make it roll permanently. But some of you is going to roll your eyes and sigh. And I don't want you to do that, but you are. Some of you are, because you're going to say, here we go again. But listen, I'm trying to help you this morning. There are some things that's taking up your time and taking up your energy and taking up your attention. And the devil is walking around here laughing at you. He's got you. He's got you. And he's wearing you out. And would you at least consider that what I'm saying might be helpful to you this morning? At least consider it. First of all, he's wearing you out with a cell phone. The ding, the ding. Listen, that thing is so disturbing to me that sometimes when I'm reading my Bible and praying, and I hear the buzz going, the thing, you know, I got it turned down, but it's vibrating on the chair. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to, I got to talk to you, Lord. I got to read the Bible. I got to study. I better see who it is. You don't have that phone. Now, let's just be honest in here. Many times, that phone has us. Doesn't it? We're just sitting over there all in the distance. I got to see who it is. I wonder who's calling. And some of you, and I'll tell you what's happened. I liked it when I first got into ministry. Didn't nobody have no phones. You still had your landline. And that's how they got in touch with you. And if it was an emergency, somebody went to your house or flagged you down in the road or something. And some of you get upset when I don't text you right back or call you right back. Well, let me just tell you a few things. You would be surprised how many texts and calls and emails and stuff that I'm getting all the time. And second of all, I'd just be jumped if I'm going to let that phone control me anymore. Now, if you got some kind of emergency and you can't get up with me, you call Miss Darby or you do whatever. But I'm not going to sit there every time in some kind of nervous fit and wait, oh, God, if a church member texts me, I got to get it right now. And you shouldn't do that for anybody else yourself. The devil's laughing his head off at some of you. Some of you can't even watch a TV program. I notice that. Picking a thing up while you're trying to watch a show together, trying to watch the news together, trying to listen to music together, or whatever. You got to pick that thing up and look at it. You know why? Listen, folks. Listen, you can get some help today if you'll just admit it. You don't have that cell phone. That cell phone's got you. Wearing you out, scrolling through there, just looking, just wearing you out, just all times of the day. Just, boy, it's going over like a lead balloon. I gotta do it. Gotta find out who's doing what now. You just wore out. And it ain't gonna get no better. Because some of you like, oh, Brother Dennis, I can't wait till I can get out and check my phone. Some of you're working overtime. And that will wear you out. And some of you are having to work and you're taking more time because of the inflation. I understand that and the cost of living and all that kind of stuff. But listen, folks, listen. What good is it having a big house if you're in there by yourself? What good is it in having an extra car and the car you've always been dreaming of when, brother, you don't have nobody to ride with you? What good is it to put all that time in and then nothing to show for it at home? Some people work hard all the time because they don't enjoy company coming home. There's something wrong with a man that don't want to come home and he'd rather work and rather volunteer to take overtime than come home and be with his wife and his youngins. Man, don't you tell me I'm doing my responsibility. I'm taking care of my folks. You're a liar. You're a liar. Every man I know of that's got the best work ethic in Dyersburg, if he's a good man, he wants to be at home with his wife and youngins when he can. Amen. 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 That's exactly right. It's social media stuff. It's just wearing us out. Well, he said so and so, and he said this. Did you see this? And I saw that, and they said this. And I wonder who they're talking about there. And some of you wonder why I ain't on social media. Listen, I got enough folks upset with me right now without being on social media. You think I need that in my life? Well, I wonder what Brother Dennis meant by that. I wonder what he said by that. You know, why don't you go home and open up this book and say, I wonder what God meant when he said that. I know why you're tarred. That's how we say it where I'm from. Down in South Alabama. You ain't tired, you're tarred. T-R-D, tarred. I know why you're tarred. You got things in your life making you tired that the devil put there on purpose. Then we turn on that news. Listen, you just listen to stuff all the time. It just wears you out, all this bad news. Here we got the COVID, now we got the monkeypox and gas prices and school shootings and murder everywhere, and there's a spirit of lawlessness all across this country. Now people are just so burdened by all that stuff, we have a great rise in mental problems. We have a great rise, not just among adults now, if you'll do a study of it, among our children, teenagers and young children, of anxiety and depression and fear. Why? Because we put stuff in their minds they can't handle. We've allowed them to feast on stuff that the devil meant to mess them up. Why do you think the inventor of Facebook don't want his kids on it? Have you ever thought about that? The guy that made the stuff don't want his youngins on it. He wants your youngins on it. You know, after years of preaching, I still get the same looks. And God is my witness. The last thing I want to do is come up here and hurt somebody's feelings. But I don't understand why some of this stuff ain't common sense to some of you. Because I'm not a very intelligent fellow. But what I say, brother, makes perfect sense. And people look at me like, oh, I done never thought about that. I never thought about that Facebook could be hurting my youngin. I never thought about 10 hours a day on the computer, going through there, picking up prostitutes and running from the police and shooting down people and blowing their heads up on video games could ever hurt my child. You're dumber than a box of rocks. What do you mean? I don't know. One thing I do know, I'm going to keep bellering it out. I'm not stopping. Whatever looks I get, whatever, whoever don't like it, I'm going to beller it out because you need it. You need it. God wants me to do it, and that settles it. You get this easy accessibility to pornography. It's wearing folks out. I've told you before, I am in great fear and dread of what's going to happen to our, I'm not talking about lost people, to our Christian men because of the easy accessibility of pornography. When I was a young boy, when I was a teenager, we had to sneak around and work hard to look at our filth. We had to hide magazines, and then they had the VHS, and we had to try to hide tapes and all that kind of stuff, and then they had that stuff coming out on the satellite, and we could sneak it in a certain position when ain't nobody looking and all that kind of stuff. So not only did you have to work hard, that meant you didn't get to do it very often. Not this bunch now, not the men now. That is the worst. Listen, do you realize that pornography is more addictive than beer, liquor, and drugs? It is. Ask the counselors. Pressure of friends on you to quit and not to do right, even other Christians. Depression, and like I said, anxiety, fear. I tell you one thing that the devil's used to wear you out is electricity. Don't get me wrong. I don't want the Lord to take it away. I like electricity. But you ever wondered why my grandparents didn't have time to get stressed out and they worked hard in the fields all day long? My granddaddy was a farmer. Listen, this is what he did. He had his boys farming back there in Alabama, in Andalusia, Alabama, and he would go during the week and work in the shipyards at Mobile, and he had them farming. They grew tobacco and other things. We used to play in the tobacco barn there in the back of my granny and Pawpaw's house where they used to grow tobacco. They did all that. But they worked real hard always, but they felt better, had less health problems. Both of my grandparents died in their 90s. Now, I'm not being funny. I do not think if the Lord don't come back, I do not think I'll make it out of my 60s. I do not. I have no hope of making it out of my 60s. Maybe not even make it to that. You say, well, what is that? They're working that hard and doing all that? I tell you why. They didn't have no electricity. They wasn't sitting up all night watching the TV and watching the news and getting on the computer and burning your eyes out on that and all that and just all night long and still up at 1 o'clock on Facebook and you coming to bed, I'll be there in a minute. 1:30 still on Facebook. When you gonna get into bed? You know, and finally at 2 o'clock you get into bed, then you gotta get up at 5:30 the next morning to go to work. No wonder you're tired. No wonder you're tired. Who do you reckon wants you sitting up all night talking to folks when you won't even talk to your own husband? Who do you reckon wants to wear you out with all this social media so that you can't even walk around? You can check social media all day long, but you can't read your Bible every day. Who do you reckon wants to do that? Well, it ain't God. It robs you of your sleep. And there's been a study, and I've seen it. Some of you in the medical profession, you may already know this, but they're saying that Americans, the average American's not getting near enough sleep. And now, because of that, it helps us to eat ourselves to death. We have an unhealthy society. I know I'm one of them. But we got the fattest society we've ever had. Everybody all right with that? I'm sorry. Obese. Or pleasantly plump. You call whatever you want to. I'm fat. We have an unhealthy society that's too tired to exercise, too tired to cook. And it's just a continuous strain and pressure, isn't it? You never feel like you get caught up. You're always running behind. You go to bed at night wore out. You wake up wore out. You work all day wore out. And listen, like I said, people who are wore out eventually get put out. And it will affect all your relationships. Let me tell you something. It will absolutely affect your marriage if you get so busy by the devil that you have no time for your spouse. And more importantly, it affects your fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that constant pressure to give up prevails in our world today, doesn't it? And you find Christians many times saying this, I'm tired of the struggle. I'm tired of being tired. They'll say something's got to give. Yes, and it's usually church attendance. I can't read everything. So it's usually the Bible that gets put on the shelf. I can't connect with everybody. So usually you get out of fellowship with Jesus Christ so you can stay in fellowship with your buddies. The truth is, listen to me this morning. The truth is, and this is what I'm trying to get across to you and hope that you'll hear. The truth is, you can't do everything. Would you listen to me please this morning? This may be one of the most critical parts of the message. The truth is, we can't do everything. We are limited. We don't have our perfect body. We're not superhumans right now. We are limited. We can't do everything. And some of you haven't got that in your mind yet, and that's why you're so tired. Some of you may not even realize this morning that the devil has had you marching to a beat of his drum for years. And now you sit here this morning completely spent. And it's just been brought to you. Brought to your attention. And finally, I want to say this. I want to say that you don't have to be a casualty. Okay? You don't have to wear out. How many of you believe that I don't have to wear out? You don't have to be used up by the devil and for the devil. You don't have to quit on God. You may get tired in the fight, but you don't have to get tired of the fight. Tonight, I'm going to speak to you about ways to fight against that spirit of the world that wants to consume you until you have nothing left physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I sure hope that you can come back tonight so I can give you some help with that. Some years ago, as I get ready to conclude this morning, Danny and D.D. Hall sang and actually recorded a song that was written by a fellow named Jake Hess. The title of that song is Wore Out. Any of you ever heard Danny and D.D. Hall sing Wore Out? Well, I've heard them singing a bunch because I got a CD to all my travelings back and forth. That thing gets played a whole lot. The song Wore Out. Here's how they do it. I won't do it justice like them, but it goes like this. You come home at night and sit down for a bite, and you're wore out. You're hardly able to get up from the table because you're wore out. You crawl into bed. You sleep like you're dead because you're wore out. In the morning, you wake up. You can't seem to get up because you're wore out. Anybody ever felt like that? You get up on Sunday and you dread to see Monday because you're wore out. You go sit in church and your back starts to hurt because you're wore out. The choir starts to sing, but you can't feel a thing because you're wore out. You pray the sermon and psalm won't last too long because you're wore out. You go for a drive in the car with your wife and it's wore out. The car, not her. She starts to worry, tells you not to hurry, cause it's wore out. You don't know where you're at, and one of the tires has gone flat, cause it's wore out. From the sound of the motor, we'll soon have to tow her, cause she's wore out. Anybody feel that way? But here is the chorus to that song. When we get to heaven with Jesus our King, we won't have to worry about anything. We'll be happy and free, and our bodies won't be wore out. We'll be happy and free, And nothing there will ever be wore out. Hang in there, saints. Don't quit. We're too near home. We're too near home. You need to get your priorities right. You need to draw strength from the one who can strengthen the weary. And one day we'll be with Jesus, our King, and we will get a new body. And thank God that new body won't wear out. So if we are going to wear this body out, let's at least wear it out for the Savior. Don't let the devil wear us out. Every head bowed and eye closed. Every head bowed and eye closed. If God's speaking to your heart and you need to move and pray and ask God to help you, would you do it? Would you do it? Just come on. Let the Lord help you this morning.